It is definitely time for Dictionary of Sydney. It's been too long since we had a chat to Dr. Lisa Murray. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're talking about Open Sydney, which is on this Sunday.
That's right. And it's organised by our very good friends at Sydney Living Museums. And it used to be an event that happened every 2 years, but now it happens every year.
Yeah, finally,
so
annual.
History and architecture buffs, you are in your element. And we're very excited because there are lots of great historic buildings open and we've got lots about them in the Dictionary of Sydney Wells as well. So you can kind of admire them all over the weekend and then even find out even more about them.
Which I love. And Sydney is loaded with great buildings.
It sure is. Now, of course, our grandest building is, of course, the Sydney Town Hall and it will be open again. And even though it's open every year, we try to open different buildings or different rooms as part of it. And this year, the Lord Mayor's office in the Town Hall is open for the first time, along with her reception room, which will be set up for a banquet.
Oh, my.
So, if that's a really great space to go have a look at. And the office is one of those spaces that really only privileged few usually get to see. So that's a good sticky beak one. The Centennial Hall at Town Hall is always fantastic. The grand organ will be playing, concerts, and you can come and say hello to me.
I will be there
at Sydney Town Hall, and I'll be talking about some of the artifacts associated with the burial ground that preceded the Town Hall.
Did not know there was a burial ground.
Yes, we can talk about that another time.
Okay.
So definitely take in the Sydney Town Hall. But another favourite of mine is the modernist building down near Circular Quay, which AMP built in the 1960s. And it's fantastic. The rooftop is open, so go have a look at that. It was the first building to break through the 112-foot building height regulations, which were in place until the mid-1950s. And so when it first opened, it had this observation deck, and it was very spectacular. So, and it's still a great view of Circular Quay. So definitely go look at that. You know, there's a Tom Bass sculpture on the side, and it's a really groovy building. And do the modernist double and go see Australia Square as well, which was designed by the famous architect Harry Seidler. That's always worth a squiz at if you don't want to go up and have cocktails up on, you know. What used to be called the Summit. Now I'm showing my age.
Always know it as the Summit.
Yeah,
What's it called now?
It's called something else now. Oh, okay. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. The GPO and the Macquarie Group, number one, Martin
Such
Place.
A beautiful building.
Amazing building. And a really good example, I guess, of how historic buildings can be adapted and reused for modern purposes, I think, in a really beautiful way. So that's worth checking out. And also because they've put in a new groovy atrium with apparently some sort of Escher-like staircase that goes around it. I haven't seen that yet, but it sounds cool.
If you
want a bit of a spin out, maybe go see that. Of course, 200 years of the Sydney Botanic Gardens this year. And just earlier this year, I guess their big birthday gift to themselves was the Calyx, which is only opened in June this year and so is another newbie on the Sydney Open list. And it's a sort of modern extension of the Palm House and some of their tropical gardens and things like that. And it's got exhibitions in it. So if you want a bit of green respite as well, you know, that's a great place to go. And I think the exhibition on there at the moment is about chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Chocolate and plants and things. So you might be able to get a bit of a caffeine fix as well. But back to some really old buildings and artifacts. One of Sydney's best kept secrets and creepiest museums, I have to say, is the Lucy Osborne Nightingale Museum at the Sydney Hospital. And it's, you know, a working museum that has specimens of all these body parts and organs that have diseases in them so that the doctors can study them and so on.
Oh,
but it's also a museum. It's normally open only once a week during the day, on like a Wednesday. So this is a really good time to go see that. And, you know, being so close to Halloween, great time.
Great timing.
Great timing. The Big Dig archaeology site in the rocks Which the YHA is built over.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fantastic archaeology site that you can still see artifacts on site and get to understand what was there before and what the rocks was like. But the YHA, again, has a cracking rooftop terrace. And you don't have to stay there. You can just go and look at it.
Just go and check it out.
Sydney Open. And while we're exploring rooftop terraces, why not also take a peek at the Hong Kong House on Druitt Street, which is this kind of ornate late 19th century building. You know, you probably walk past it and not think too much of it, but it's quite interesting, and they've got a function room at the top and a balcony which has some really unique views of the QVB domes, because it's on the Hong Kong House is on the corner of Druitt and York's,
yep.
No, Druitt and Clarence Street.
Uh-huh.
Druitt and York. Anyway, Druitt Street. Can't miss it. Opposite the town hall. And has some really interesting views of the QVB domes, like, because you're up higher. So that's kind of interesting if you like taking a good few Instagram shots and things like that. And, there's plenty of other really great historic buildings. But I suppose I should say it is a ticketed event, so don't just rock up and think it's free. There's a lot of organisation goes to this into this. But it's $49. $49.
For a whole day. I mean,
for a whole day, general ticket. And there's like talks and other little tours you can go on. And if you buy a general ticket and you're really keen, there are special focus tours on the Saturday, the day before.
Oh, wow.
But they're also ticketed. And you have to get a general ticket first before you can go on a focus tour. I'm not sure that they're extremely popular. So at this last minute, you might not get in on anything. But generally, there's still some general tickets around.
Awesome.
So just to quickly recap, my top five rooftop and views that you must see are AMP Building,
yes,
Big Dig and YHA,
mm-hmm,
Hong Kong House,
mm-hmm,
and then two I haven't actually talked about, but the EY Centre, which is a brand new building on George Street that's just opened up. You can go to levels 27, 28. And the two international towers at Barangaroo are also open. They've got level 35, 36, and the Skyrise level 41, which is the top floor. So you will get some cracking views from there.
And it is a gorgeous city to see from up high.
It sure is. So let's hope we've got weather like they're talking about all this week, sunny and beautiful, and get out and explore Sydney's historic and architectural history.
And that is all this Sunday. We'll make sure there's a link for ticketing information on the 2SER website. Thank you so very much. It's been way too long.
And if you can't do it, of course, dictionarysydney.org.au to look at the blog and do your own little tour from home.